Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin the day after Nancy Pelosi, the schizophrenic Nancy Pelosi, engages in impeachment and then gives Trump a win, although she's taking credit for it. It's a crazy world we live in, but it's going to get even crazier, folks. Because right here in Oregon, of course, the Democrats are going to ram all kinds of ugly things, or at least try to, down our throats in the February session. Now, add into that some stunning news about wage gains. The impeachment Washington, D.C. circus that is imploding and will implode even further if the trial in the Senate. And it, look, folks, Trump's going to be impeached here. There's just no question about it. The trial in the Senate is going to be the key to Republicans and conservatives winning. Now, that brings us, of course, to Oregon. Now, not only, I mean, what's going to happen is this impeachment thing is going to hurt Democrats. That's just reality, folks. It did with Republicans after they failed so badly with Bill Clinton's impeachment, okay? Now, a lot of that was because Republicans in the Senate weren't going to go along with it, and I mean, there's the whole backstory behind that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But it's a little worrisome. In fact, Dwight had sent me an email earlier the day, well, no, excuse me, not Dwight, Art sent me an early email. But the Republicans in the Senate may not call witnesses. Now, my guess is, you know, Donald Trump wants a long, drawn-out trial, calling lots of witnesses. Because, friends, I'm telling you, that will damage the Democrats in ways you can't even imagine, with a group of people. And who is that group of people? Those are the people in the middle who can vote any way they want. Those persuadables, the ones we talk about, the ones that we hope to influence. Now, Newt Bueller's running in Oregon for Greg Walden's seat. He announced yesterday, as you know. I'm going to tie all of this up for you together, including the spectacular wage gains of blue-collar America and how it is probably going to shift power, and maybe permanently, from the coasts of this country, the left and the right coast, to the middle, back to middle America. And it has to do with, well, a Breitbart story. This is part of the Breitbart story, rather, and it has to do with importing cheap labor. And that's Greg Walden, folks. Greg Walden has introduced an amnesty bill. It's the only thing that you can call it. And it's based on, well, needing labor. And I'm going to tell you a little story about that as we go through. But I'm going to wrap all of this up. Because here's the thing about Oregon politics and Newt Bueller and wage gains and your kicker, which the Democrats want to steal. They don't have enough votes for it, by the way, but they want to steal it anyway. And guns. Yep. Forests and guns. You see this stunning verdict in the Linn County case and all of these other counties that sued the state of Oregon for not managing the state's forest lands that are dedicated to counties and schools, the revenue. That is going to have an impact down the road, not right away, but down the road in how the legislature acts. The Democrats controlling the legislature, how Kate acts. And it's going to revolve around taking more money out of your wallet. Now, that's just the reality of it. So therein lies the opportunity. The opportunity for you to be persuasive. But we, so much of what I want to accomplish in this short 1 hour radio show is to collectively have us get our brains together about how we, and it's collectively, folks. I don't have all the answers. Yeah, I have some answers based on my years of experience, but reality is, I get nuggets of really great ideas from you, which is why I want you to participate in the show. And it's really easy to do that. You can either call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, that's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or send me an email to jeff@1220.am, jeff@1220.am. Because from that, I get some great ideas. And I got a great email from the gal I go to church with, Anne Marie. And it's another perspective about how we can be impactful and persuasive. Because all of these issues that I just articulated to you that we're going to talk about today are opportunities for you to change your world. The Department of Forestry's new management plan, this is an Oregonian story, and you can see this on OregonWatchdog.com. The headline ought to tell you a lot. Department of Forestry's new management plan is so vague, it's meaningless, critics say. This is typical bureaucracies that are trying to satisfy everybody. Well, you can't. So this new management plan is sort of meant to blunt the aggressiveness of all of these counties who've won this lawsuit. Now, that lawsuit's going to be appealed, and it's going to take a while to wind its way through the courts. You know that. The reality is, this is the bureaucracy. Now, how does this impact people's lives? Well, let me say, folks, all of these counties have been dramatically hurt economically because of how the state manages politically, not according to good practices and not according to the statute, how they manage politically the state forest land. That hurts people. If you add that to cap and trade, if you add that to the incredibly high cost of all of these $3.9 billion in new taxes that the legislature passed and how it's going to impact rural Oregon, now all of a sudden, you got winning issues in some of these swing districts in the legislature. You've got winning issues that any statewide Republican candidate who happens to be a conservative and has half of a brain can use to convince persuadable voters, people in the middle, that the people they've been voting for are not making their life better. Oh, they may say they are, and they may, well, spout off really wonderful things like the Student Success Act. Oh, isn't it great? We're going to put in place a sales tax, and you're going to pay for it, and it's going to increase your cost of living, and it's going to make success. Our kids are going to do better. Okay, great. Then we're willing to pay that, right? Let's just throw more money at it. How well has that worked in times past? We keep throwing more money at higher, ever higher amounts at education, and it ain't working, folks. Now, why would that be? Because nothing changes. It's Einstein's definition of insanity. Now, I just gave you another argument that you can use skillfully with the persuadables. How come we keep putting more and more money into schools, and we're not getting better results? What's wrong here? If we keep doing that in our business, again, this is an argument you can use. If we do that in our business, if we're making investments in areas and it ain't paying off, we can't keep doing that. We're in a competitive environment. Except we're not with education, are we? Because there's a monopoly there. This is why we have charter schools. This is why parents should have the rights to homeschool their kids, which we all have in Oregon. The Department of Forestry's new management plan is so vague, it's meaningless. Now, that hurts rural communities because it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't get to the heart of the problem. The only way this is ever going to change is if, in fact, these counties win this lawsuit all the way through the Supreme Court of Oregon, and the state has to pay them money. Then the state might maybe be drugged, kicking and screaming to balance the policy for a change. Now, again, there's an argument you can use. Because of the political management of our forest, people's lives are being hurt in rural Oregon. That's not fair. That's not right. So, there's another thing that's going to happen in the upcoming February session, and it relates to what I just shared with you, and that's cap and trade. This is why you need to be planning to be at the Capitol in the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room on the 6th of February. That's Thursday. That's when we have our war rooms. But also that's the day that we are going to be holding this massive timber unity rally to try to stop cap and trade. Now, the only way you're going to stop it, to be honest with you, is if the Republican senators leave. It'd be nice if the Oregon House did, the Republicans in the House. I think you got too many rhinos there. And you got a couple of rhinos in the Republican Senate who are not going to do it. One of them is running for Newt Bueller's, well, not Newt Bueller's, Greg Walden's seat against Newt Bueller. And that's Cliff Bentz. He is not going to be, he's going to resign the first of the year. Somebody's going to be appointed to fill his seat. Hopefully it's someone who's going to stand up and be willing to walk out. So the way we're going to stop this stuff, folks. But it's not just that. Now, I'm going to throw another curve at you. It's not just cap and trade. What if they pass an even more draconian, and the stage is being set for this, folks, with the story we talked about yesterday. What if they pass an even more draconian gun takeaway law? The gun grabbers are at it. And they're using the story we talked about yesterday, these faith-based groups that have put forward these three initiatives to take away your Second Amendment rights. What if the legislature uses that threat as an excuse to go ahead and pass it? What if sheriffs in Oregon, some, say, okay, you pass it, but I'm going to deputize thousands our county residents carry guns in violation of the law or in a response to it, just like this Virginia sheriff is vowing to do. I'm going to get to that when we come back. All of it. Extra life. So don't go away. It's important. It's not.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, I know I've thrown a lot of things out there this morning, friends, but I got to tell you something. All of this ties together in ways that we can change our world for the better. We believe, now the other side thinks all the crazy far left ideas that they're putting in place are changing the world for the better. The reality is none of those things are based on the principles and the values of liberty. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Now, how can we use that? How can we take that anger? Well, I'm going to get to this email from Anne Marie because it's powerful. But I want to share with you this. Another one of these ideas that Newt Bueller, by the way, will never agree to. Because it's just, well, it's just a bridge too far. It's too extreme. By the way, you know, one of the things that was stunningly absent, well, actually two things, stunningly absent from Newt Bueller's announcement yesterday, if you read it, I just read it. Not a word about Donald Trump. Not a word about supporting Donald Trump. Not a word about impeachment, about standing up and fighting. Oh, he talks about fighting. But it's all about Kate Brown. He's running for Congress. There's virtually nothing he can do to influence Kate Brown as a single congressman. There's a little bit, but it ain't much, folks. Not a word. And he tries to talk about conservative values. Newt is anything but a conservative, folks. You know that, and I know that. Now, I supported him for governor because he'd still be a million times, if he were governor today, he'd be a million times better than Kate Brown. There's no question about that. But talk about disconnected. He is so disconnected from the voters. The story in the Portland Tribune, by the way, about this is how he got more votes in the second congressional district than Kate Brown did. And that's true. But it is a big, big difference between running as the only Republican, the only choice you had against Kate Brown. That's a big difference than running against other Republicans, one of whom who did take that walk, even though he didn't advocate for it and had to be drug kicking and screaming. That's Cliff Bentz. Took that walk as a senator with the Republicans and stopped cap and trade. And actually showed the, and actually gave hope to the rest of us. Newt's got the problem. And it would be really easy for anybody, any conservative, by the way, because all three Republicans that are running right now are all moderates. Newt, Cliff, and my old friend, Jason Atkinson, who was a conservative. I came into the legislature with him in 1999. He became a moderate. It would be so easy, anyway, to defeat Newt. But at any rate, so here's an idea. This Virginia sheriff, you know what this Virginia sheriff is saying? Here's the story. It's Fox News. The Virginia sheriff vows to deputize residents in response to an expected gun control legislation from the state Democratic lawmakers. The state house went Democrat, folks. So his idea, and he's made it very clear, and he said this in front of the Board of Supervisors of Culpeper County. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins vowed that he would deputize residents in his county if the new Democratic legislature enacts gun control legislation. And here's his statement. Every sheriff and Commonwealth attorney in Virginia will see the consequences if our General Assembly passes further unnecessary gun restrictions. That's what you need. That's what we need. This is what we need to say to in everything that we are fighting for, folks, against the left, not just with guns, but with taxation, with anti-parental rights measures. Like forced vaccinations. Use the word unnecessary in all of it. Unnecessary regulation of Barack Obama was rolled back by Donald Trump. And you know what's happening? The economy is exploding. It's not just taxes, folks. And the exploding economy is good for you, for wage earners. That's this story. In Breitbart, about wage gains that I talked to you about, blue collars beat white collar workers in Donald Trump's economy. Blue collar wage gains, and Trump talked about this in Pennsylvania last night. They are rising at 4.3%. Even after inflation, they're still rising almost 3%, folks. That means the average worker, the blue collar worker, it means that average blue collar worker, guess what? You're actually making more money than you were before after inflation. That's good, isn't it? It's also bringing back and shifting, bringing power back to the heartland and shifting power away from the coasts. is it means the heartland of America, which tends to be more conservative, is now going to have more economic power and therefore feel the positives of Donald Trump's policies. This is an argument you can use. Donald Trump is making your life better. You may not like his attitude sometimes. You may not like his tweeting, but you know what? His policies, by things like rolling back unnecessary regulations on business, is exploding the economy, and that's creating competition for workers. That means you can get a better job. You can demand higher wages. Now, what you have to guard against, again, this is all stuff you can say to people, what you have to guard against is voting for politicians that take away your wage gains. And how do they do that? They raise your taxes. They raise your fees, constantly coming back to you in the middle class and asking for more and more. Or they put in place ideas and policies that do what? I'll tell you what it does. Makes it so, raises your cost of living so high you can't afford to live there anymore. And you gotta, frankly, you gotta move to a state that allows you to keep, to grow and make more money and live the American dream. Unnecessary gun regulations. All of these are arguments you can use. Now, when we come back from the bottom of the hour, what would be the impact of all these things if somebody in Oregon actually started talking about doing things like deputizing people, like actually pulling back regulations that raise the cost of living? You think some of the people in Oregon might respond to that? Enough of those people to actually change. Back to a moment with your thoughts about that. Faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of Stop the car. We gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a whole bunch of stories. Newt Bueller's running for Greg Walden's seat, and he made an announcement yesterday, but not a word about supporting Donald Trump, not a word about impeachment and fighting Nancy Pelosi. It was all about Kate Brown. Unbelievably disconnected. And will he continue with Greg Walden's illegal alien amnesty bill, which is a story that you can see on Oregon Watchdog? And what about, would he support radical ideas like this Virginia sheriff who says he's going to deputize people in his county if the Virginia legislature passes laws like the Democrats in Oregon are threatening to do to take away your Second Amendment rights? Or if, in fact, the people of Oregon pass these initiatives that take away your Second Amendment rights? Do you want somebody fighting for you who is willing to go to that quote-unquote extreme? What would be the fallout from that politically? You know, sheriffs have incredible power, folks. They really do. They are, according to this U.S. Supreme Court ruling from a long time ago, the Mack decision, which has been in large measure, not all of it, but mostly has been upheld. Sheriffs in their county are the highest law there is, period. So what if a sheriff says, you know what, the legislature's wrong, and there's a movement, and several sheriffs in Oregon have basically said this, there is a movement to say, you know what, the Second Amendment of the Constitution still exists, and we're going to enforce it and protect the rights of people to defend themselves against unnecessary gun laws. What if sheriffs say, you know, we're not going to enforce other laws that the legislature passes, not just gun laws, like maybe in our county, in our rural county, we're not going to enforce cap and trade. Now, think about that. This Department of Forestry story that we talked about earlier in the show, their new management plan, it's meaningless. Nobody likes it. What if sheriffs decide that your rights, your inalienable rights, are more important on a whole host of issues, and they start standing up against the legislature? Now, that would be an interesting direction, wouldn't it? Would it make any difference? Would it move people? Again, friends, as we move forward in America and right here in Oregon, okay, there's an incredible opportunity, and I'm going to go to the phones in a moment here, but there's an incredible opportunity for you, every one of you, to influence others. And I'm going to get back to this Anne Marie email here, because here's what she wrote to me. She said, early morning thoughts on yesterday's questions posed. This is the one where we're talking about how do we deal with the left's anger? Because the left is what's driving these far left politicians that run Oregon, at least for the moment, driving them to where they are, these bad ideas. She says, let's redirect our anger and fear of those things dear, the things we hold dear, friends. Let's redirect our anger and fear about losing our gun rights, losing our parental rights, losing our religious rights. Let's direct it into real change, change in current political direction. Change in ourselves. That's a good thing. She sees apathy as our enemy, not people on the other side. Don't just give up. Let's take steps through. There's three things here. Listen to this. Focus on our deeply held purposes. Yeah. What is our purposes? What do we believe? What are our principles and values? Number two, remember who we are fighting for. Not just ourselves, our families, our neighbors. The future of generations of Americans not even born yet. Number three, factor in that it takes time to see true change. Don't get discouraged. Exchange apathy for courage. Get started. That's what she wrote. Now, I got to tell you how right on she is, because all of these things we talk about, all of the great ideas that some of you have come up with, means nothing unless you do something with it. It's up to you, not up to me. It's up to all of us. That's why I tell you, you're the greatest influencer you'll ever know. You have the ability to persuade the persuadable. But not if you're apathetic. Anne Marie's right on the money. Friends, I'm telling you, America's at this crossroads. And an impeachment and all of this craziness in D.C. is just a piece of that puzzle. If America rises up, if people like you and I influence others, the persuadables, over time, because it doesn't happen overnight, your role as an influencer is to help people come to the conclusions themselves that they need to start thinking about politics and acting on politics, i.e. voting, differently. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say this morning, brother?
How's our connection today, Jeff?
It's reasonably good.
Okay, good. Okay, I agree 100%. In fact, we need to focus on the facts, not the fiction, and we need to expose the fiction. Jeff, what started all of the problems here in Oregon with our timber industry and destroyed the economy concerning that particular part of the state. Do you remember what started it, Jeff?
It was the spotted owl.
Absolutely. And you know what? They were saying, oh, my God, we're going to lose the spotted owl. But the simple fact of the matter is, and it has been proven, that their numbers weren't declining because of Old Ghost Chimber. It was because of the barred owl. And that's exactly what we need to do. In fact, that should be our cry when we go to the Capitol in February. We know the facts, and we're dang tired of the environmental wackos fiction. And so I was part of that, Jeff. My dad was at that spotted owl protest at the Capitol way back when, and we need to do that. We need to hit the dang Democrats hard on their fiction and expose real facts. In fact, during testimony, if we got in there and said, see what has happened here in Oregon because of fallacy, not facts, the spotted owl situation. Jeff, back then, before this all started, you didn't see all these dang fires because they were managing timber and our environment better. But now, all of these new things have destroyed our timber economy. We have more fires and everything, and you're absolutely correct that timber management thing that they have proposed is just smoke and mirrors. And the only way that we're going to get back to having not only a better environment is to manage our timber industry and expose the dang environmental wackos' lies.
All right, so you have hit on something, Art, and I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go in a moment. I'm going to move on to Ron, because here's what Art has just hit on. It's another key opportunity for you to persuade others. And how do you do that? You point out with his example of the spotted owl, we found out that it wasn't logging old growth forest. It was the barred owl. We were lied to. Clinton's forest chief, the head of the Forest Service, put forward a lie, and we knew it at the time, but nobody would listen, and it was proven to be a lie. That's the key. You use the fact that we were lied to about the barred owl, and it destroyed entire communities and a way of life for people in certain rural communities. We were lied to. We were lied to by Obamacare, by Obama. Remember Time Magazine, the lie of the year? We were lied to. And now they're going to talk about climate change and us putting in place policies that will destroy rural communities again. They're lying again. It isn't going to make a difference in the world at all, period. And it's not going to create 50,000 new jobs. It's a lie. Let's move on to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm hey, Ron. In Salem today. I want to say two things. Nuclear, he ain't said nothing about Trump. He never really went to the national convention. He didn't say nothing in his defense or anything else. In 2016,
Ron, I'm sorry,
or whatever.
The
and the thing, 2017, when he was running for governor, or even at the fall meeting. And the thing is this, my friend, any man that's going to turn down an opportunity for Doug Ducey to come to your state to help you campaign is not a fan of conservatism or the constitutional republic. Straight up and done. That's all I got
to
say.
Ron, hang on through the break. We'll get to the other side. Sorry. We'll be back, folks. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour, our last segment for today. I'm going to get back to Ron in a moment and then to Brian, so y'all just hang on. Look, last night I slept really well, and you know why? Because I took some CBD oil under my tongue. I think you should, I mean, if you're like me and you occasionally have trouble sleeping, you ought to try it. So you ought to go talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care in Salem, South Commercial, right next to Safeway. And just talk with them about what their customers tell them. They sell CanaShield, and you know CanaShield is really good product. Why? Because it's sourced right from Oregon. And Oregon's, believe me, as a hemp grower and a CBD oil guy, Oregon's laws about hemp production are very restrictive, the strongest in the nation. And that's good for you because you can be assured that it's not bad material that you're getting. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care give you what they sell you. It's real. It's not half of what the label says it is. It's all there. That means you're going to get the benefit of using CBD oil products, both tinctures or creams and other products. You should talk to Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You can learn more if you go to their website, vimsalem.com. CanaShield is what they sell. It's really good stuff. It's where I buy my CBD oil products, Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go back to Ron. Ron, are you still with us? Good morning.
I'm still here. What's going on?
All right. So start again, because unfortunately when you I brought you on too late and the music played over you, and I don't think many people heard you.
Okay, my thing is this. I'll repeat. I would not have Nuke Bueller in this state for a dog catcher. Any man that turns away the most top conservative governor in the country, Doug Ducey, to help you campaign and win an election, is not a friend of conservatism, not a friend of constitutional government. I support him through the campaign because he's better than Kate Brown. But when I talk to my national committee man, and I've been told, not just by him, but other people, that he turned them down. And then we didn't follow up and at least offer as ORP to bring Doug Ducey to the state of Oregon. That would help the down ticket candidates at least. Would not give us a supermajority in both houses. But nobody wants to address that issue, my friend, because that's a hot subject. We just want to just bury it like kitty litter. Put it back into the landfill. Don't worry about it. And at the same time, Mr. Vince, I know he's a moderate, but he's been foundationally, you got to give him credit that he has stood up. So anybody in the 2nd Congressional District, y'all need to think about what you're voting for. Because as far as I know, you better watch out for the little tricks. Now, I ain't heard nothing from the Greg Woolridge since the governor election, not even at a campaign convention or anything else. And I don't like tricks of that nature. So if you want trickery and no heart to win an election, y'all vote for Newt. You want somebody, choose anybody but Newt. Just make sure you don't choose him, because he will not stand behind the president. I don't need no more mavericks. I need unity in the party. And I feel that he'd be the
exception. Well said, friend. Well
said.
Like, hey, Ron, thanks for hanging on through the break. I appreciate it, and thanks for give him your opinion. You're not alone. And before we go to Brian, let me read an email from Rich. It's about Newt. He says, enough is enough of this Newt Brown. This is what's wrong with the Republican Party. Too many thinking a moderate can win. The days of a moderate are over. Either a conservative all the way or change your party affiliation. Ooh. Well, I guess that says it all. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line. Brian, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning. Moderate, runs as a moderate, but then as soon as they get in, they, tend to go left. And I was just reading a quote by Adolf Hitler, one of the 10 top evil people in history. And he said, "It is how fortunate for leaders that men do not think." He spoke that about the German people. So we have to really think about who we throw our support behind, the long-term consequences, you know, what are their records, you know, are they, do they really mean what they say? Because, you know, the liberals, it's not only do they not want to waste a good crisis, but they never want to waste a good lie. And just as you've been saying, you know, we are lied to so much, you know, from people who purport to be reporting the news to just on down the line. You know, nothing but deception and camouflage of their real intentions. So we're in a critical time in our country. We really got to be careful.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that the average person who is a voter, but maybe is not as aware because they're just busy with their life, okay? Maybe they're not as aware as you and I are. Do you think they get that? Do you think they really, do they really believe that their politicians are lying to them?
Unfortunately, I think there's far too many that won't take the time to find out. And sometimes the lies are so outrageous that, you know, they just can't believe somebody would tell that big of a lie. I mean, after all, it was on the news, on TV, you know. Because one of my grandfather says that you, when referring to politicians and news, he says you can't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. And he, you know, he was born like 1898 or something like that, you know. So that's been the history of politics. You know, you really have to make yourself aware.
Agreed. And I so appreciate your thoughts about that, because you're right on the money. And it was on full display yesterday. Brian, thanks. It was on full display yesterday in watching both Hannity's show and then Laura Ingraham's show later. They literally showed to you how Adam Schiff is a proven liar. Now, it's one thing to just say it, but it's another to show what they said and then compare it to the Inspector General's report that was released, which says just the opposite as fact. Adam Schiff knew all of this stuff. He lied. Now, that's why I just asked Brian that question. Do you think the average person gets that, understands that? Most of them don't, because they're not paying attention. This gets back to Anne Marie's point, apathy. That's our greatest danger. Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Are we going to be apathetic? Or are we going to do something with all of these things we talk about? Every day there's an opportunity. Not just listening to this show, but every day there's an opportunity for you to not be apathetic, to do something, to actually do something to influence other people for what you care about, for what you know in your heart is right. The values and the principles of this great nation are what's right. Thanks for listening, friends. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Get out there. Make it a great day. Don't be apathetic. See you tomorrow.